Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Songwriting Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Real fast before we jump into things with our guests, some show notes if you are looking for some professional wrestling in the next few days. Tonight, you have WCWO in the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana, ESW in Niagara Falls, New York, Eastern Anarchy in Winchester, Ohio, Wrestle Club in Ontario, Oregon, EWA in Frankfort, Kentucky, MPW in Wyandotte, Michigan, Horror Slam in Livonia, Michigan, and 907 happening in Anchorage, Alaska. Tomorrow night, Northwest Pro back in Vaughan, Washington, where you can find me. POW in Eugene, Oregon. Wrestle Club back at it tomorrow in Ontario, Oregon. New Era Wrestling in Shelbyville, Indiana. SNPW in Crossville, Illinois. ASW in Charleston, West Virginia. WCWC in Murrieta, California. And NGW tomorrow in Knoxville, Tennessee. Without any further ado, though, I want to welcome our guest back to the program. First time he's been here in a while, but we're glad to have him. SPA, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
You're welcome. I know you appreciate my time, and you know how important and valuable my time is to me. So, you went about the time.
I'm aware of your valuable time, especially when it's in increments of 8 minutes.
Absolutely.
Well, we know how you got involved in this business, but since we last spoke, your career has started kind of to skyrocket a bit. You recently went over to Inclusion Pro Wrestling and joined that roster as well, and you have joined a new faction over there. What can you tell us about joining that group and why you made that decision?
Well, it's very clear. The reason why I joined SMW is I'm tired of the lack of respect being shown to me by these little indie promotions. And I figure, you know what, everybody else has got somebody watching their back. So Nathan came to me and the other members and said he wanted to take his company back. And he made us a really good business arrangement. And I said, well, sit. Now I'll have people watching my back now. So, you know, I mean, so many people have been interfering in my matches lately. I know you haven't seen it because I guess you're blind sometimes when you're repping. I don't know. But now I got people watching my back. So that'll cut down on outside interference going forward.
All right. Now, you also are a regular, as listeners know, at Combat Pro Wrestling, and we've seen some things being shaken up over at CPW. There's a new venue there in a new town, new talents coming in, old talents going away
trying
for a
to come
bit.
Back.
A lot. What's it been like for you personally there at CPW in the last few months?
I love CPW. Most of the people there are great. There's some people that aren't so great, but, you know, that's every company. You know, King Zeph all the way. We're taking over, whether Ebon likes it or not. I really don't care what she does and doesn't like, to be honest. You know, but King Zeph is great. I mean, we got to get some members in order, you know. But other than that, I mean, Club Hectic is a great club. I mean, they got all those video games in the room over there, just like in my honor. It's pretty cool, you know.
Now, is this the first promotion where you've worked to actually have video games in your honor?
It is, actually. Yeah, it is. After I get to eight, we're going for 88, you know. And then probably 108. Got to keep the eights going, you know. I don't understand. When I go to the gym, all these people tied over having a number one walker. And I never understood why they all wanted the number one walker. I want the number eight walker because that's what I do. And I think all the numbers in the walker beyond number eight to be a zero.
All right.
By saying nothing, you agree with me.
I mean, I can see it. I can see it. Now, when you do the bench press, do you always start out at 188 pounds?
If I'm having a good day, yes. If I'm having a bad day, I'll start off at 88.
All right.
That's a really bad day for me, though.
Gym class right with you.
Right. So,
you've been wrestling for a few years, and we know anyone that is in this industry for any length of time is going to have that occasional injury pop up. What are some of the injuries that SP8 has had happen thus far?
One of the worst injuries I've ever had was a hairline trapped to my jaw. That was one of the worst injuries that's ever happened to me. Another time when I was being thrown out of the ring, I dislocated my elbow. But luckily for me, really no major broken bones or anything. I mean, knock on wood. Keep that going.
I would not recommend breaking bones. I've had my share.
Have you?
Yes.
How did the referee get hurt in wrestling?
I'd say my worst injury as a referee, I got poked in my eye on a clothesline that went awry. It scratched my eye. I had to go and get medical treatment for that.
At least you had medical there, I hope.
I mean, I had to go seek it, but, you know, I have to have medical apply some treatment to me. Now,
how long ago did that happen?
That's been a while. It's been a while. I healed. Now, I have noticed in the last few months there has been an upgrade in your wrestling gear. You have got some new tights, some new wrestling gear. What was the process on getting the new SP8 gear?
It was really great. I got hooked up with this guy named Congo Khan, and he does great work. I mean, well, you sing it. It's amazing. I mean, and I only want the best, you know.
Well, he is the best, as anyone that's ever listened to this sure can tell you. I've said it many, many a time.
Absolutely.
Now, have you crossed paths with Congo Kong at this point, or are you still looking to maybe share a locker room or even a ring with him?
Not yet, but hopefully someday that will happen. I would like to see that happen someday.
You never
I was going to address the elephant in the room, too, because a lot of people have been asking where the mask is. And I'm kind of sick of talking about him, you know. He wasn't leading me down the right path at all, so I found an 8-ball that did a way better job than the mask ever did. I asked it, and it'll say yes, no, maybe, all that stuff. It doesn't talk back unless you talk to it. And so, really mad at the mask. We had a business arrangement. We were going to do things together. He was supposed to help me get better and everything. He just wasn't doing his job. You know, I was paying him for nothing. Paid him all the money in advance, and he packed up his bag, and he moved to St. Louis. So I haven't heard from him since, and I don't care to.
Now, bringing up the mask, he appeared, as did you, on episodes of The Sign of the Time, and he seemed to be very at ease doing media. Do you ever miss that aspect where he would be able to take some interviews that you did not want to do, perhaps?
Yeah, a little bit. I do miss that a little bit, you know. But that's about all he was good for. I mean, he cost me to lose so many matches. Is this the idea is of, like, go do a really hard workout right before you wrestle? That's stupid. You want to be rested before you have your big match. And you can go back and you can warm up and stuff. You don't need to be doing a three-hour workout before you wrestle. 500 squats before you even hit the ring. Jeez, you know.
Well, that sends to reason the next question would be, how many squats do you do prior to a match?
Prior to a match, I like to hit about 180.
Well, isn't that more than the 100 that the mask would have had you do?
The mask had me doing 500.
All right, fair enough. Now, since your last visit on the show, our business has been hit with massive changes industry-wide. One of the major changes since we last spoke to you was the removal of power of the McMahon family from WWE. Vince McMahon in particular having a massive amount of personal and legal issues that we don't have to get into the details of here. But
yeah, what's not get canceled.
He did. Considering the amount of power that he did have, considering the long history that he has at the top levels, do you think that the wrestling business as a whole is going to feel the ramifications of what happens to him? Or do you think that at the independent level and the other national companies will be isolated from what's going to happen?
I would like to think that it would be isolated. But unfortunately, people tend to throw a rock at the whole industry when one person does something. And even though what he did is terrible, I mean, and I haven't seen all the details or anything, you know, I mean, I know it's a civil lawsuit, but not a criminal suit, right?
They're looking into the federal aspect of things.
Right. So, I mean, I feel kind of down on the guilt, innocent till proven guilty, but I'm hoping it doesn't roll downhill, but usually it does. People tend to take one person from one sport and say, well, that person was terrible. It doesn't mean everybody is terrible, you know. Not everybody could dust themselves in that manner just because one person did. I mean, I've shared locker rooms with some horrible people over the years. Doesn't mean we're terrible people, you know.
I mean, I'm sure you could find a few people that would disagree with that, but...
Well, they're probably losers, so who cares?
All right. Well, my co-host, the good son, Andrew Michelson, someone you know quite well, is with us. And Andrew, I'm sure, has some questions. So, Andrew, why don't you take things away?
All right. Did I clear my throat real quick? Well, you know, like Sun Guy has said, your career has skyrocketed, and I feel like I've been part of that, which, you know, me and you have gone to war many times, and I will say you've always brought me, you know, the best out of you. What are some of your goals leading into, like, this year and the upcoming years in, like, whether it be Combat Pro, Inclusion, wherever you're going, like, what are some goals you want to reach?
Well, I think my goal is to keep doing what I'm doing, start getting more booking done and talks now with some other companies that I can't mention right now because we're in talks. And so it's to start traveling a little bit more. And I think I might want to get a championship or two or maybe eight.
Yeah, fair.
I think eight's a good number.
Yeah, your bag would be heavier than heck.
Yeah.
At least you don't, you know, depending on where you go, you might not have to deal with TSA like I do.
I hate TSA. They are some of the most horrible people in the world.
Oh, that's
they're probably
going to
flag me now this time I go to the airport.
Right.
But I think people that get those jobs are miserable people. They don't like their life.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you're probably trying to take your belt apart every time you go through TSA.
You know it.
I mean, it's just crazy. Whatever happened to that cat of yours, by the way?
I don't know, dude.
I mean,
he's cost me a lot of money.
That cat has tanked me right now. I am the only reason that cat is relevant because I keep talking about him.
You and me both, brother.
I mean, geez.
Cost me a lot
of money. You're going to have to pick up a monster from an animal shelter just to pay for him now.
Right. So who are some people you do want to, like, face up in the upcoming future?
You know, on my tech list, like my dream list was, you know, like somebody I want to wrestle and go one-on-one with someday, Chris Rizik.
Yeah.
He was around when I broke into the business, and I've always wanted to work him one-on-one.
Yeah, that's fair.
I enjoy working you. I got to get one over on you, and I will eventually.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, absolutely. We'll get a match where we're banned your princess from the ringside, and then it'll be you one-on-one. Or I'll bring my boys to the ring now. So, you know.
Fair.
I figure, you know, if everybody else is going to be running around out there and having somebody, why don't I come to the ring with people, right?
No, that's a fair reason. I mean, I'm not going to not deny and say I haven't had some help and stuff, you know.
And you know what? There is nothing wrong with getting help from your friends. As long as you can admit it, you are a good guy. But look, if they got help, they would take it.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't criticize somebody else for getting help. And I'm glad you finally saw the light and you see Team Jeff at the way to go.
I wouldn't say I'm quite Team Jeff. There's some ongoings that some people don't quite know.
What did working for Team Yvonne ever get you?
I mean, shoot.
You got beat up a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you got beat up a lot.
I mean, there's a reason that...
They thanked you on your birthday for crying out loud.
Right? That hurt.
It looked painful.
Dude, I got hit in the nuts with a belt.
They aren't meant to do that.
No. They're supposed to keep the pants up.
Right?
Oh,
I thought you meant one of your wrestling belts. Because you got a couple of those now. How many belts do you have now, sir?
I have two right now. I am good
to
two belts right now.
Good to two belts. And which belt are those? For the people who don't know.
The CPW Family Championship and the Inclusion Pro Wrestling Evergreen Champion. I'm actually the first Evergreen Champion.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Family title, if you weave Team Yvonne, is it still a family title?
I mean, from what I know, because if you really want to know about that family title, it was a lot of feud between me and my brother. That family title was between me and the brothers. And, I mean,
right,
it's still the family championship because, for me, I didn't leave Mama. I left Team Yvonne.
Okay.
So, because...
Well, they were about to lose, so you're better off without them.
Right. So you said, you're looking for titles and stuff. What's one that you've really had your eye on lately?
Trying to think about that one. I'm too beach for the cruiserweight.
Yeah.
I say that for the little people.
Hey, I'm a little person.
Hey, I don't know if you qualify for a little person. I don't think you could be a cruiserweight. I think you're like 20 pounds over. I could be wrong.
No, I'm actually cruiserweight weight, surprisingly.
Are you? You got to jack up on that protein.
Right.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's a couple of tiles I'm kind of looking at, but I think I'm just going to wait and see if I get a good opportunity and can jump on it, you know. Back in the day, we used to be able to win Rumbles to get a championship, you know.
I mean, that's how my family title came about, is I won the Rumble at Strawberry Fest, and I called my shot.
Aha. I forgot about that one.
Yep. So if you had to, like, team up with someone, you know, say you to go for the tag title and stuff, who's, you know, I know you got SMW and stuff.
Right.
But who is, like, other than them, if, you know, say they, I mean, obviously you'll probably team up with them going for something. What is, who's another person you wouldn't mind teaming up with in the future?
I wouldn't mind teaming with Ryzik. I mean, hey, maybe I'm his Mitri opponent. Who knows, right?
There you go. You never know, right?
That could happen soon, right? I wouldn't mind teaming with you. I think we could do a lot of damage and win the belt probably pretty easily if we want it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, like I said,
definitely
you've always...
not team with that loser Dark Carter again. That guy is such a loser.
He really is.
Yeah, he's a horrible, horrible person. And he smells bad, too.
Ah, never good. I mean, like I said before, you know, you've always brought me to my limit, so I think we could do some damage in that realm.
Absolutely. I bet you if we had the Spoiled Princess out there.
Oh, for sure.
Have her to draft the referee.
Yep.
You didn't hear that sign, guy.
I did hear it. I'm going to keep it in the back of my mind.
Yeah, well, we know it doesn't... Well, yeah, keep it in the back of your mind. You should be teeing it with your eyes, but you never did.
Right.
And then we got some upcoming shows. Can I plug these shows that are upcoming?
Of course.
So March 30th, CPW at Club Hectic. Bell time is at 8 o'clock in my honor, I'm assuming.
Right.
So that's why they did 8 o'clock. You know, hats off to HeadQuest. That's a great club.
Oh, I love it there.
And then the other one I got here for my my upcoming calendar, I got a couple other dates, but these are the ones that I'm looking forward to, you know, and I got in front of me so I can remember them. We got Inclusion May 4th, and I guess they're doing a Star Wars costume party thing. With
something like that,
I don't know about you, but I'm happy about that because I'm hoping a lot of the ugly people will be wearing a costume so we don't have to see their face.
I mean, if you know me, I'm a nerd at heart, and Star Wars is, you know, one of my favorites.
Star Wars died to me the day George Lucas told it to the mouse.
Fair. I feel like that's a lot of things, though, nowadays.
It is. Unfortunately, you know, it's one of the things. All these companies buy up something, and then that company goes under, and then they all get broken off into a billion pieces, you know.
Right.
Sack of life. Now you think about it, that's what Vince McMahon did back in the day. He bought all these little independent companies up and made this big one. And now
that's
we're waiting to see if this big company dates the big one or if it gets broken off to a bunch of little ones, you know.
Yeah, that is very true.
So are you in Green Bay right now?
Cold as hell.
I was going to say, how is the weather there? I bet it's terrible.
It's horrible.
I mean, what do you like about Green Bay? What is there to like about Green Bay?
I mean, it's a very close-knit area. You know, everyone's pretty cool here. They're like family. I mean, the team, obviously, I hope they're better than the
family you had with Team Yvonne, because that one didn't go well for you.
They're pretty cool, you know. Lambeau Field is always beautiful and everything, so I've just always loved it.
Got you. Does it ever hit summer there?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. So it's worse than Washington on weather?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think I've got the questions I wanted. What do you got, son guy?
I got some more. Thank you, good son. Well, SPA, one of the things that happened since last you came to the show was the wrestling industry saw the release of a major motion picture that focused on a wrestling dynasty, that movie, The Iron Claw, which was a motion picture based upon the Von Erichs. It was not a documentary. It was a motion picture. Did you happen to see the film? And if so, do you have opinions on such?
I have not seen that yet. I want to see it, but I just haven't had time. I'm so busy all the time between working out and traveling and all that other stuff and training. Because I never quit training like a lot of people. A lot of people have quit training. I continue to train to get better so I can beat everybody.
Now, in your free time, do you read a lot of wrestling-related books to sort of see what has happened before you and learn about the history of the sport and the people within it?
I really like the e-book because it's a lot easier to sit and listen than it is to have to drain your eyes to read a book. And it's hard to buy a book nowadays.
Do you have a particular favorite e-book then?
I can't think of the name now, but I recently listened to the one about Triple H a while back ago.
All right.
I can't remember the name of that one off the top of my head.
But
I found that insightful.
Able to whisper to you.
Did I what?
I mean, the mask would have whispered that title. You would have been right there seamlessly telling us what it was.
That mask wasn't worth very much. He caused me more of a headache than he ever did help. Tomcat did me a favor by taking him off my hands.
Now, you mentioned teaming with that idiot Darth Carter, and I have no idea why you have ever done that.
That was the promotion
happened stuff. Made you think that it would be a good idea for you to team with him?
The promotion came to me and said they can't find a partner for that idiot. I said, I'll team with the idiot. I warned my weapon.
I guess you did. You didn't even try to collect
the
bounty that's on his head. I have a bounty on his head. You didn't even try
for
it.
If you would have told me that before, I would have collected the bounty. But no one told me there was a bounty on him. This is the first I'm hearing about a bounty on him.
Wait,
there's been a bounty for a long time.
How much is it?
$5.
It's got to be $8 or I'm not interested.
I mean, if you...
You want to raise it to
ended
$8?
Ended his career and then broke his leg, it might bump up to $8.
Okay. What if I break 8 singers on him?
There might be a little bit of a bonus for that.
Okay. This little piggy got broken. That little piggy got snapped. This little piggy got cut. Maybe one gets run over. We'll figure it out.
Well, we have a game on the show we like to play. I think you might be a perfect candidate for this. We call it Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. I'll throw out a series of 2 options. The option that is your own personal preference is the answer. Are you prepared to do a round of Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Sure, but you got to take start because, you know, video games have got to be involved in this.
Okay.
You still there, Tanga?
It was first blood match or a steel cage?
Steel cage. I can handcuff people to the cage and beat them up.
Boots or barefoot?
Boots. I hate going barefoot.
4-sided ring or a 6-sided ring?
4-sided, because 4 + 4 = 8. You already should have known the answer to that one.
I had an idea that's where you would go.
Okay. Well, I'd run the same
Swiss
pace.
Swiss or Colby Jack?
Swiss.
Water or coffee?
That depends on the coffee.
Let's say it's Death Wish coffee.
Then coffee.
Halloween or St. Patrick's Day?
I drink on both of them, so I don't really care. But I think I'll take Halloween because ugly people wear a mask. And then I don't have to look at them.
Ric Flair or Rick Steiner?
Ric Flair all the way. Woo!
Trunks or singlets?
Singlets.
450 Splash or Canadian Destroyer?
I hate Canadian, so I'm going to go with the 450 Blaze.
All right, that concludes the round.
I lost you again on that one, Jerry. Can you repeat that question?
Of coffee, one of the fads in the wrestling industry seems to be wrestlers coming out with their own line of coffee. We've seen Diafula Debashi come out with a line. Grappler 4 is just now getting his coffee line going. We've seen Claudio Castagnoli come out with coffee. Danhausen, Demon and Bunny, Steve Corino. All these people in the business have, in the last 2 to 3 years, come out with coffee lines. Will we ever see STA coffee?
Maybe. It's not something I got into works right now. I mean, if I ever did do it, I'd probably hit up Grappler 4. Maybe we get two of them together, and then we could have an eighth one somewhere, you know. Because I wouldn't take the time to do that myself. I'd probably sub that out to some person.
Now, do you imbibe in the coffees that these sports entertainers are putting out there? Have you sampled Diafula Debashi's coffee or the Grappler 4's?
I have not yet. But I do want to try to.
Mentioned some of the titles that you want to go after. And I know you are in talks with other companies that we cannot name right now, but in general terms, if you are looking at the landscape of professional wrestling as a whole right now, do you have a championship in mind that would be your ultimate prize to obtain?
You're talking like any company in the world, I mean?
Correct.
Well, for me, personally, growing up as a kid, which it's hard to go back and think that long ago, I always loved the Intercontinental title because I thought the people working for that belt worked harder than the people who were world champion. I mean, the matches that Curt Hennig and Bret Hart had and Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon, those were just amazing matches. And to me, that's what made that belt matter, what the work that those people put in for it. Like Rowdy Piper.
Now, do you plan at this point to challenge Gunther for his Intercontinental Championship, which is in a record reign right now?
Is it really in a record reign right now?
644
days. Yes, it is. That's the record back in, I believe, September.
Wow. My hat's off to that man.
He's at 645 days.
Wow.
There we go.
Well, he's making the belt mean something again, then.
Oh, does that mean you're going to challenge him for it?
I probably can't challenge him until the WWE calls me and ties me to a contract, so.
I mean, you could challenge him. Stranger things have happened.
That is true. Stranger things have happened. Best in the world of pro wrestling.
The Goodson has two titles. That's definitely a strange thing to happen.
Right?
Say, I'm sure it's five you now on this title list, but if you had the opportunity to travel anywhere in the world to wrestle for any promotion, what would number one be on your list?
Anywhere in the world for any promotion?
Yes.
I would have to say just because of the people I've worked with over the years and been rough hash with, I would love to go to New Japan and work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. But
that's,
they're kind of crazy
require,
over there.
Fire a TSA trip.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And see, that's another reason why it's good I don't have the mask. They probably accused me of something if I had it. They probably want to take my eight ball apart.
If you say you have an eight ball as you're crossing through TSA, I think they're going to take you apart.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're going to think something different.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. They need to get their mind out of the gutter.
I mean, say certain words.
They're probably
going
to want to take it and go to their lunch break and what they're going to want to do.
Now, if there are wrestlers out there listening right now that are just getting their start, as someone that has been around for a while, what are some of the travel tips you would have for these wrestlers to make sure they have success?
I would say show up early whenever possible to wherever you're traveling to. Know the people you're riding with to make sure they don't run off the road and you don't die. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
You know. And definitely get to the airport early because it can take forever to get through.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, Andrew, you travel a lot. I mean.
Yeah, no joke. TSA's a bitch and a half and then everything else. And no, it costs a pretty penny.
Might be that times eight now with the economy.
Right. One thing I've always said and I've always preached this is whether you're going to be, even if you're just showing up to a show to be ring crew just to kind of get your foot in the door, always have your gear because you never know what can happen.
That is absolutely true. I've seen that happen to people, you know, where they show up and they don't bring their ring gear and they get asked and they get turned down because they didn't bring it. And then they come back next time thinking the opportunity is going to be there, and it's not. In wrestling, when you get an opportunity, you have to jump on it. You have to grab it by the throat and suck the life out of it. That's how it works. You get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. You know,
very, very true.
You think you're just going to a random match. Maybe all of a sudden that became a championship match. You have to be ready. I do want to take a chance to say thank you to all the independent people who do ring crew, too. I feel they don't get enough appreciation for that. I did that for years and years before I ever got the opportunity to wrestle, and I know how hard that can be. So I just want to say thank you to everybody in independent wrestling who does ring crew because it is needed and it is appreciated.
There's so many people in the background that don't get credit where credit's due, you know.
Exactly.
The sound people, the ring crew, absolutely.
The ring announcers, man.
Yep.
At least the good ones. Maybe not the bad ones, but the good ones.
Very true.
Tanguy, do you got your phone in the water again?
It's not in the water. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now. Andrew's phone is working there, and he's in Green Bay. Where are you at? Why is your phone not working?
Well, because there's a
lot
of construction.
He's in Green Bay. Do they even have a cell phone tower over there?
Oh, yeah, they have plenty.
Oh, do they? Okay. Is it made out of cheese?
Sometimes.
Okay. Keep the mice away.
But SP8, we know that you happen to have a ring that you use for training purposes. Do you see a day where you're going to use that ring as more of a business tool and start renting that ring out, maybe start up SP8 Championship Wrestling, something like that?
I don't have any plan to do that right now. I just kind of got it to keep myself ready and I can train more often, you know. I mean, if the opportunity came up, I might do something. It's just the opportunity would have to be right with the right people. You know, fun fact, did you know the Romans had an 8-day week calendar? Yeah, I believe that's why Rome was one of the most successful empires of all time. It's because they had 8 weeks in their calendars.
Ow. Is Rome a place that you would eventually want to go to in order to wrestle there, being a big fan of their calendars?
I think so. I think we should go. There should be a show there someday. Maybe All Elite will book me and sign me, and we could go and do it in a Roman Coliseum, you know? hey, Tony Khan, if you're listening, you know, you're welcome for the idea. Now you got to book me for it.
He does book a lot of people out of the Pacific Northwest.
He does. And I've heard nothing but good things about people working for him, too. So that's promising.
If you do sign a contract for All Elite Wrestling, are you looking to serve, have like a long-term deal at 8 years?
Yeah, why not? 8 years sounds about right. And then we're renegotiate after that, right? See if we do another 8 years.
I would think. Maybe started around $800,000 a year.
Yeah, I don't want to talk money until we're after we get to the table because, you know, inflation, it could change tomorrow.
That's very true, very true.
So where are you located right now, Sign Guy?
I am in a chair right now.
You're in a chair. What state are you in or country?
I'm in Washington, the state, not the District of Columbia.
Right.
Now, for the fans that do not know, one of the things that is unique to every state is the athletic commissions. Some states have absolutely no commission at all. Some states have commissions that just require payment and they leave you alone. Some states have very rigid, very strict guidelines that wrestlers and promoters must follow. Washington has kind of a unique setup where there are different types of licenses, but there are licenses involved in Washington. Do you
right.
personally have a Washington wrestling license?
Not at the moment. I could get one if it was worth my time to go get one. It would have to be worth my time to go get one. Because I'm very busy.
Fair enough.
And I will say this from seeing some of the other states. Washington had one of the worst and hardest ones in terms of rules for licensing. Like to have the EMTs there, it's just crazy. I mean, there, like you said, there's so many different versions of how you can do it here. It's just crazy. I mean, I think a blanket sit would be way better, but we'll see if we ever get that.
Well, to be fair, we just moved away from the blanket system.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, that's only around 5 years, maybe. Maybe 5 years.
Okay.
Now, have you familiarized yourself with the rules of the State Athletic Commission just to be sure that you're in compliance with the things required by the state should the need ever arise?
Yes, sir. I think it's very important to know the rules before you step into anything. Even when you're in a wrestling match, you want to make sure you know the rules. Even though the referee may not see what's going on, you want to know what the rules are. I mean, I was thinking maybe for some of the referees around here, we get you guys some seeing eye dogs.
I mean, I refereed with Chicken Bob. He's sort of a seeing eye chicken.
True. How is Chicken Bob doing?
He's doing just fine.
I've seen him attack some people.
He sometimes has.
And I got to say, I find that hilarious.
Chicken Bob, of course, a very successful competitor in his own right, a core champion in the state of Indiana. He's wrestled in over 6 states. Have you ever considered challenging Chicken Bob to a match?
No, I haven't. Maybe one day. Maybe one day if I get hungry.
Interesting. Now, Chicken Bob also has been a very, very successful wrestling manager in his day. Have you ever had talks with Chicken Bob to see if you could strike a deal to have him manage your career?
Nah, me and managers don't tend to work out too much, so. I mean, I had the Max for a while. I had some other managers. Just kind of, I kind of like to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't really want anybody trying to tell me what to do.
Some point in time, pretty much everyone in the business has said that they can run a show more successfully than what they are seeing out there, and a lot of them try it at least once to see how it goes. We know you said down the road you might do something as far as that goes, but just in your day-to-day career, have you been taking notes on the promotional and seeing what works for promoters, what doesn't work for promoters, which talents you might want to use, which ones you don't want to use, and that type of thing? Or are you going to sit down when the time comes and figure all that out at that point?
I probably will sit down at that point in time and figure all that out if it ever gets to that. But, I mean, one thing for me that I know is right away being in the locker room, if somebody's late, I'm probably never going to want to book that person. If you can't show up on time to a show, you know, you don't value everybody else's time. Because you got to realize you're not the only one there, you know. I just think that's a big thing in the business, is the lack of respect some people. So, you know, call time is call time. You know, and I get we got different times depending on where you're coming from, and that's all cool and fine. But you should still be there at call time.
Call
and be
time,
willing to
right.
help out.
Yeah.
Bell time.
I usually add 30 minutes to all of it.
Absolutely. Especially with traffic, you know. It's coming up on summertime. There's going to be more people on the road. And a lot of them can't drive, if you haven't noticed.
For sure, I have noticed that. Well, we have a message coming in from someone you know very well. Dimitri has message in, and he wants to tell you hi.
Hello back, Dimitri.
Now, speaking of D, one of the more important parts of a wrestling show is the ring announcer. They're always the face of the company. A lot of fans, whether it's true or not, will associate the ring announcer with having authority on the show. The ring announcer is responsible for telling the fans how and where to spend the money so the company can grow. I know you've worked with quite a few of them in your day. Who would you say are some of the better ring announcers out there?
To me, hand down, not throwing rock to anybody because they all do a great job. But in my mind, when I go out there and Dimitri calls my name, it is on. There is just a level of enthusiasm he calls everybody by. And it doesn't matter who you are on the card or where you are. He does the same level of intensity for everybody. And my hat's off to him for that. And you can hear him over the music.
I'm biased, but I agree with you there.
Nothing wrong with being biased as long as you can admit it.
Now, one of the other roles in wrestling that we are seeing a resurgence of at the national level is the role of the manager. Years ago, pretty much every promotion had four or five managers, and they would have a number of wrestlers, one to 10, whatever the case may be. There was a time where at the national level you saw very, very few managers, but now they're starting to make a comeback, and that's down to the independent level. Promotions will start utilizing more managers. Who do you think are some of the better managers out there?
Like overall, or are we talking independent? Or
I was thinking more independent, but whichever part of the industry you want to name.
I mean, overall, I would say Paul Heyman does a heck of a job. I mean, right? I mean, look at what he did with Brock, you know, and now he's doing it with Roman Reigns. I mean, this guy just doesn't stop, you know. An independent match. I know there's a bunch of them. I just can't take them off the top of my head because they haven't been involved in my day-to-day workings when I've been wrestling people. I mean, I guess Spoiled Princess, I guess, is Andrew's manager, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say she's high up on that poll. I mean, she certainly helped you win quite a bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and probably helps you with all your bookings and travel, so.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicken Bob, right? I mean, there's another one, I guess. I know there's more. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. You put me on the spot.
Perhaps you wrestled as one in a battle royal once.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Paul Moonshine. That was awesome on Halloween. I dressed up as Paul Moonshine for a rumble because I didn't have a costume, and I didn't know we were doing a gimmick rumble like that. So I wound up borrowing his stuff, and, yeah, he's Death Teacher Independence, definitely one of the better ones. Thank you for reminding me of that one. I would hate to have let him out. By the way, best wishes, Paul. I hope you get better and recover soon. I know he's been going through some health problems lately, so.
He has, but he always bounces back.
Yeah, it's that moonshine.
It's pickled him
moonshine,
for sure. Nothing can get to him.
Right. Have you ever drank any of that moonshine?
I try not to because I don't want to fall out of the ring.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, what are you?
Falling
lightweight?
Out of
Come
the
on.
Ring or the moonshine?
Yes.
Because I've fallen out of the ring, let me tell you, it was kind of rough.
You just got to land right.
I landed perfectly and the floor dented. And they've never fixed it to this day.
What part of your body hit the floor to dent it? Your head?
Yes.
That explains it.
Well, we are getting down to the last few minutes of the show. So, Andrew, did you have any final questions?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well,
he
told
that quote for me.
The time. Mm-hmm. If you have anything you want to say in closing, and if you want to plug absolutely anything at all, social media, merchandise, upcoming appearances, your favorite laundromat, anything at all, floor is yours.
I don't use a laundromat that's for poor people. I have a washer and dryer in my house.
Would you like to plug the brand?
It's a Whirlpool, nothing but the tinus. So, upcoming shows, we got March 30th, CPW at Club Hethick, Bring Quarters, Blaze Marquee Games. They got pool table, too, if you like pool. You know what the most important part about pool is, don't you?
The eight ball.
Exactly. You can't win without the eight ball. And then we got a cruising coming up, Mace Horse for Dar Wars Day, which, you know, I mean, I guess. It'll be nice. It'll be a good time. A lot of ugly people will hope to be Dorn Troopers, so we don't have to look at them, I'm hoping. And then for social media on Facebook, I'm at SP8. And then my Twitter handle, I got to tuck this one because they keep changing Twitter, or X. What are we calling it now? Are we still calling it X, or are we calling it Twitter now again?
I have no idea anymore.
Right. Well, at Twitter or X, whatever Ewan decided we're doing today, it's at WillSP8. And then for Instagram, it's Will at SP8 again. And that's where you can find me. And if you want to buy t-shirts, I usually just sell them at the shows. I tend to sell out. So if you want to get a t-shirt for sure, you can shoot my social media page message and tell me what tights you wear, and I can bring that for you. And I think that about covers it.
Is there an $8 handling fee if you bring their size?
No, I'll be a nice guy. I know times are tough right now, so I won't add $8 to it for shipping and handling to bring it. I can tell you I'll handle the t-shirts better than UPS does.
Oh, wow. All right.
I take care of my merchandise.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. We definitely appreciate it, and we are glad that you were able to join us here in eight-minute blocks of time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, good son. What have you got coming up you need to plug?
You know, just the shows that, you know, SPA did, March 30th at Club Hectic for CPW, and then May 4th at the Rose Valley Friends Church in Kelso, Washington for Inclusion. I mean, it's really all I've got.
I know they're going to be great, so don't miss them.
I mean, of course, I'm going to be there.
What? Yeah, exactly. Don't get picked up by the pound like your brother.
I mean, I'll try not to.
Did you really just say there are going to be eight shows?
Yes, I did.
All right. Well, fans, you can find me tomorrow night in Vaughan, Washington at Northwest Pro. You can find me on the 30th when Combat Pro Wrestling presents Theatrical Wrestling there in Linwood, Washington. You can find me the 6th of April back at Ocean Shores for Rogue Wrestling Attractions. And I will also be at Paulcade 5 in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena on the 21st of next month. So come say hello if I'm at a show near you. Sunday afternoon we have Original Glow Girl Hollywood coming to the program. Next week, we're going to take a week off as I will be out of town traveling, but we will be back with you the following week, the 29th. We will have the aforementioned Paul Moonshine with us, so everybody make sure they have plans to be with us. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon. 'Cause now I'm-